WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Wayne Cabot.
I didn't want your son, Michael. I wouldn't bring another one of your sons into this world.
From her breakout in The Godfather, Diane Keaton has died. ABC's Andrea Dresdale.
La-di-da, la-di-da, la-la.
For many film lovers, Diane Keaton will always be Annie Hall, the awkward tie-wearing girlfriend in Woody Allen's Oscar-winning film. Her role as a socialite turned radical in 1981's Reds earned her a second Best Actress nod. Her third came for the 1996 drama Marvin's Room. Keaton's more lighthearted films included The First Wives Club, Father of the Bride, and Something's Gotta Give, which earned her her final Oscar nod.
I really like you.
I really like you.
Yeah, but I love you like you.
Keaton made 8 films with Woody Allen. She publicly defended the director against allegations of sexual impropriety, writing on Twitter, "Woody Allen is my friend, and I continue to believe in him."
Diane Keaton was 79. This is ABC News. This time Monday, the hostages should be home. A ceasefire is holding. Hamas is on a deadline. Both sides are celebrating. But in Tel Aviv, Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, is not ready to join them.
We're not going to celebrate tonight. We're going to celebrate on Monday when the phase one gets into conclusion.
Officials believe there are no survivors from a Tennessee explosives plant that blew up yesterday. Finding the 18 missing may be impossible. The blast left almost nothing except debris. After yesterday's mass layoffs in the Department of Education, sources tell ABC News that America's special ed services are so diminished it may immediately impact children with disabilities. We've also reached out to Health and Human Services about what sources tell ABC News. CDC firings include top agency employees responsible for responding to infectious disease outbreaks like measles. 130 people were let go at the National Center for Immunizations and Respiratory Diseases. Wayne Cabot, ABC News.
Family needing a getaway? Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells has everything you want right on the Wisconsin River. Splash into new surrealistic water park fun with rainbow rapids. Try new dual zipline racing at Chula's Aerial Adventure Park. New thrills like the towering 200-foot bungee ejection ride, plus $20 million in lodging renovations, 18 holes of challenging golf, all on site. Check it all out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity, especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow humans some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Come for the homemade food and beer and stay for the live entertainment. 132 Market Street in Sun Prairie. See the full menu and upcoming events at fullmilebeercompany.com.
Buying a home is a lot like eating pistachios. Some deals pop right open, some take a little effort, and some, well, some make you want to grab a hammer. That's why you need Aaron Weber Group. We do the heavy lifting so you don't break a nail or your sanity trying to crack into the housing market. We've got the perfect place where you can eat pistachios in every room. So don't shell out your life savings on a bad deal. Call Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass, today. We'll get you into a home that's nothing but perfect.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Mag Zinc Radio. We are local music.
It's December. Sync Radio. Radio for the people.
That is Charlie Boy finishing up a double dip right here on Max Inc. Radio. We opened up the hour with Sinclair and Charlie Boy. They are a band out of Baraboo. They were high school friends, and they started a band. We actually had them in the studio back when in our old studio on University Avenue. They were a very young band. That was probably just after COVID.
Jeez, and I was just about to ask when they first started putting out music, because they didn't seem that old, you know?
No. In fact, the apple doesn't fall far too far from the tree there. Kaya, the singer, is the daughter of Derek Ramnerace from Old Soul Society.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
So it's second generation artist.
Yeah, it runs in the family, I guess.
Which is always fun to see. Charlie Boy, they will be at the Gamma Ray Bar tomorrow night, Sunday, October 12th. That's at 7 p.m. They'll be playing along with Dilly Dally Alley, Low Boy, and Sex, Comma, Fear. And if you're adventurous, you can also catch them October 30th at the DIY Festival in Milwaukee.
Mm.
That is Charlie Boy. Welcome to Max Inc. Radio, everybody. My name is Rocker, here with Jane.
Hello.
We have a great show for you tonight. We have a bunch of new music, and that was new music from Charlie Boy, although new music for us. They're coming out with a new album soon, mm-hmm. but this was, I think, from 2022, that album.
Yeah, I think new music counts as new to us. I think
sometimes,
that's
right?
Our criteria, right?
Well, you know, I mean, sometimes we don't always get everything. In fact, All you musicians, listen up. Max Inc. Radio, we'd love to play your new music and even your old stuff, even from a dead band, right?
Right.
So drop us a line and send in your song in MP3 format to music@civicmedia.us. That email address is music@civicmedia.us, and we'll consider it for on-air playback.
Right, yeah, especially since Halloween is coming up. If you are dead, you can also send in your music.
Where zombie music lives, right here on Max Inc. Radio. Tonight, Megatone Studios owner, producer, engineer, janitor, guitarist, Paul Schluter. He is here with big news of a new move, the Big Move 2.0 out there. We'll hear about his studio and some of his bands, maybe some old stories. I'm going to stoke some up here and see what he says. Jeff Burkhart, he will be in here. He plays with the Echo Rays. He's releasing new material and a new song tonight. So we'll check that out and hear about a upcoming show at the Harmony Bar. And live from the Mad City, Robbie Sender. He's on his way right now from Milwaukee. It's Midwest struggle country, and we're going to find out exactly what
that
means.
What do you mean he's on his way from Milwaukee?
He's coming out here from Milwaukee.
Wow.
To play for us live from the Mad City tonight.
Pretty crazy.
Yeah.
I got to say.
He's got a really interesting story, and it's going to be a mind bender. And let's see, next week, you know what? We have Madison Uphoff, and we have a new song from her tonight. Mm-hmm. Susan Massino. She is back in Madison, and she is going to be, I believe, republishing her AC/DC book now as an audiobook. So it'll be exciting to hear from her. You may not know of Susan Massino, do you?
Well, I met John.
You met John, yeah. Right? Well, he was married to Susan Massino, and she was a journalist, in fact.
Oh, yeah. She covered Van Halen in 1978, didn't she?
Yes.
Yes, so I do know about her and their crazy escapades at the Sheraton.
Yes, yo, she's got some, she has some good stories, and she's, you know, very good friends with AC/DC for, you know, three decades now or so. So she'll have some great stories. And live from the Mad City, Robbie Sender, we just said that, right? Midwest struggle country. So let's see. Oh, I didn't tell you, Chloe Louise, she is in
next week.
So welcome back to Max Inc. Radio. You're listening to WMDX 92.7, broadcasting from our studio above State Street in the heart of Mad City. Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday night from 6 to 9 p.m. And you can also find Max Inc. Radio on Spotify and Apple Music, or find podcasts at civicmedia.us/Max Inc. Radio. And let's see, we got some good stuff coming up tonight. Up right now,
yeah.
Madison Uphoff. We were just talking about her.
This is
her
new song.
Four Corners in the studio for an interview next Saturday on Max Inc. Radio with a voice that's ethereal and powerful. She draws listeners profound emotion, intricate storytelling. She'll be at the Art House 360 in Verona Thursday, October 23rd. Let's check it out. This is Four Corners, Madison Uphoff, Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
It went a little long there. We'll just have to
half amused. Half
Whoops, how much did we go over by?
Well,
sucker to sucker in palms.
Okay, so
got a taste
right.
for the harm. A spark and the consequence. The hook through your
leg. Oh, crap. We have a break after this, so we can talk a little less than 3 minutes. We don't have to go 3 minutes.
And nothing you.
Oh, yeah, total. That's brand new Madison Up off Four Corners, and she'll be on the radio next Saturday night. Listen back into Max Inc. Radio. Coming up, we still have Paul Schluter. He'll be here from Megatone Studios. We're going to hear about their brand new move, some of the bands that he's recording, all kinds of good stuff. You know, right now, though, I thought we'd do a little throwback. There was a band. Yeah? Yeah, sure. There was a band, Muzzy Lecton, that Paul Schluter played guitar with. They were formed in April 1999, had Ken Thrift Kennedy on vocals, and some of the guys that ended up in Magic 7. It was a pretty good band. 1999, and their first single was called Sugarfly. In fact, I think I heard this song before I knew the band was called Muzzy Lecton. I thought they were going to be called Sugarfly, but...
Oh, yeah. We're going to hear some Magic 7 later, right?
That's right. We're going to hear... It's a Paul Schluter night. We're going to do some throwbacks. So right now... he'll be up just after the break, but for right now, let's listen to Muzzy Lecton. This is Sugarfly, Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Let us know of insane and divine way.
Found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Mag Sync Radio. We are local music.
Turtle Island is Wisconsin's only mushroom dispensary. Try ethnogenic products like Magic Mushroom Chocolate Bars from Silly Farms with five flavors, including favorites like Cookies and Magic, Wavy Wafer, and Strawberry Milkshake. Grow your own? Turtle Island has all-in-one, easy-grow systems. It's Wisconsin's only mushroom dispensary. Turtle Island Dispensary is now two locations on East Johnson and State Street in Madison. Find them online at ShopTurtleIsland.com.
Noah's Ark Pet Center is a little store on Madison's north side with a lot of character, where employees really get to know you and your pet's needs. But the best part? The kittens roaming the store. It's cat therapy every day at Noah's Ark Pet Center. Ask about feline adoption services, too. It's Noah's Ark Pet Supplies, Pet Grooming, and Pet Food Center, 1289 North Sherman Avenue in Madison, or online at noahsarkpetcenter.net. A health food store for your pets.
The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboy's Pizza Madison today.
Max Inc. Radio.
For the people.
Radio for the people.
Redefining Boundaries, Good Neighbor Fencing in Madison provides top-tier fencing services throughout Wisconsin. More than just building fences, Good Neighbor Fencing creates tailored experiences for each client. Wood, vinyl, chain link, and aluminum fences. Find Good Neighbor Fencing Company at wisconsinfencing.com or give them a call. 608-395-4546. That's 608-395-4546. Green and Gold Football is back at the Lazy Oaf Lounge. Catch the games on 14 large screen TVs. Join meet and jersey raffles at halftime during regular season games and enjoy half price wings and beer bucket specials. And the Lazy Oaf is a great place for lunch with daily specials, soups made from scratch, and fast, friendly service. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road. Find specials, menus, and more at LazyOafLounge.com.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Forget the way you were looking back at me for a moment. Tell
Parking Lot Kiss. That is Elizabeth Mary. My name is Rocker. You are here with me and Jane.
Just us tonight.
Saturday night. Max Inc. Radio.
Keeping it chill.
Yeah. Keeping it chill. It's chill tonight. Well, there's a lot of people out there. They're a little chill tonight because tonight's homecoming.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, I mean, the Badgers game pretty much is going on right now, too. So State Street's going to be a little crazy tonight. Right now, speaking of crazy, voted Recording Studio of the Year in 2024 and 25 by the Madison Area Music Awards, Megatone Studios is a professional recording studio located in Mount Horeb, and it's owned and operated by producer, engineer, and guitarist Paul Schluter. And you may remember Paul as the guitarist in legendary bands like Last Crack, Magic 7, Muzzy Lucton, which we just heard from, and current bands like 90s cover band Foo Foo Dolls or Shredding Solos, with his wife's band, the Elizabeth Mary Band. Paul has some Megatone Studio news and some new music. Paul Schluter, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Thank you. It's good to be back here. I've got my voice this time.
Yeah. Man,
the worst case scenario, I was like, my voice was fried when I came in last time, and it slowly died as we interviewed, so I'm full on tonight.
Oh, good. Well, it's so good to hear you. Paul, it's glad to have you back. You and I have done a lot of radio together, including Iceland. We were on a show in Iceland when we were on tour with Last Crack. Tell us something you remember about touring Iceland that includes me, the rocker.
Oh, man. Well, I mean, the first thing I guess comes to mind is the Blue Lagoon, which is this natural hot springs. It's like blue water. It's steaming. It's like a giant outdoor hot tub. And then we were putting all that like pumice on our faces.
The silty salt from the bottom of the lagoon.
It's supposed to be like an exfoliant or something. Right. And then I was taking lava rocks and sticking them on my head like they were horns and stuff. We're like posing. And then you were like, wait, I'm going to go get my camera.
Yeah, that's
and
right.
Remember, those pictures made it into National Geographic World magazine. We couldn't say that probably until now.
Yeah, we had to sign all these agreements, right?
Yeah, we got to see those pictures.
Man. Oh, my gosh.
It was a picture of the guys on the Blue Lagoon up to their necks with all this white sand all over their face. You couldn't even tell who it was, and lava rocks. And it ended up becoming a double truck ad in National Geographic for
Inside front cover, for Hilton Hotels.
That was fun. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, and then besides that in Iceland, eating the sheep's head, which is a must do, right?
You had to bring up the sheep's head.
Oh, my God, and the shark was so horrible. I remember
like the shark.
The opening band guy, the drummer, was like, sometimes my girlfriend just brings home shark, and I just have that for dinner. And I was like thinking, that's so gross. It tasted like pee, literally.
Yeah, right. Yep, it did.
Fermented shark.
Kind of like an ammonia taste.
Yes, very much.
But served with a little toothpick Icelandic flag.
Well, and the Black Death vodka too, right?
Oh my gosh, we did so much over there. Paul, Megatone Studios, it started in the space where the legendary and prolific Sleepless Night Studio once existed. Tell us about starting up your own legendary recording studio, and what was it like in the beginning?
Well, it was funny. It was very bare bones, and I was working at Sleepless Nights. I had 5 albums going at the time, and then John Machnick, my guru, the guy that got me this, like I would have never expected I would be a studio guy, and he pulled me in. So I had these 5 albums going, and he was like, yeah, so in October we're shutting down. And I was like, what? We can't do that. I'm in the middle of these albums. And he was like, we just got to shut it down. And I was like, wow, can I take over the space? So I hit up Scott Tice, a drummer from the Weisenheimers at the time, who was a studio manager. And I was like, do you want to like do this space with me? We pulled in like 3 other guys. And every month that we had to pay rent, I lost a partner. So I started with 5 partners. And then after 5 months, I lost every guy. Literally every month we had to pay rent, somebody'd be like, I can't do it anymore. And we were working originally on a Walmart computer, like the cheapest computer we could buy, just to get rolling and just do it. So anyway, thanks to Darren Soderholm, I went to him and I said, we're going to lose this place. And Muzzy Luckton, my band, was practicing there. And I said, we're going to lose this if you don't become my partner and get in on this with me.
What an ultimatum.
And he signed on March 2007 is when we started. And we lasted 17 years at that location.
Wow, that's incredible. You know, how did you survive in the land of home studios?
Well, this is funny. So around the year 2000, I remember John, my guru, the old owner of Sleepless, he was like, get ready. Everybody's going to have their own computer. They're going to do all this at home. And there was some of that. And that was definitely a legit fear on his part. But ultimately, I think people found out that, like, yes, you can do all that at home, but are you a recording engineer or are you a musician? Do you want to learn everything it's going to take to make it sound pretty good or what? And there are some people that do that and they do a pretty good job. But I still think that, to get that sort of objective opinion from someone else, I do this every day. I really, really am a producer. I hear stuff. I help. I add, subtract, whatever. I'm another ear and I'm knowledgeable in how to make it sound good. So I think that ultimately some of those people just are like, maybe I'll just go to the studio. If I want this song's really good, I want to go do it good,
Yeah, for sure. Elizabeth Mary, she's a big part of the studio now. Tell us about your business partner, bandmate, and wife, Elizabeth Mary.
Well, the funny thing is, she walked into my studio at the old Sleepless Nights thing to record. She had recorded another place and just had some problems there and emailed her back. And so she came in to record the first day. And it's funny, we have footage of our first half hour together.
Wow.
Because she was filming everything on like a tripod. So it's like We're seeing all of it, and it's just crazy.
How does she know to have that for, like, social
right?
media?
She records everything, but so it's just funny to, like, see, you know, my future wife walk in the studio, and we just clicked so well. I mean, we spent so many 8 to 10 hour days talking while we're working on stuff and just collaborating, and we had a great collaboration on her album. We call it our first child. Meet Me in Madison is the album we worked on in like 2018. And
we just heard Parking Lot Kiss.
That's some of the newer stuff, kinda, yes.
Which is kind of about you meeting her, right?
Well, what's funny about that song is that's actually a true story. And I used to walk her out to the parking lot. Sleepless Nights or Megatone was in a, you know, an area that you want to walk a woman out to the car at dark, you know. And so I'd always get a hug, and then she kissed me on the cheek, and I kissed her on the cheek, and then she full on kissed me, and it was on. So yeah, it had been really building up to that, but now she's the greatest partner I've ever had in the studio. She really she is such a great person to bounce ideas off of. We really go back and forth and figure it out, and really right now with our new location, all these ideas we've been talking about are all coming true, and it's really, really cool. Yeah.
And your son, he's touring right now, Ethan, with Power Takeoff.
Funny enough, he's touring with Scott Tice, who was the guy that I started out with in at Megatone.
Oh, how fun.
Yeah, so Scott Tice is now the singer of Power Takeoff, and my son is one of the guitar players. And they were in Colorado last night. I guess the club loved them so much they paid them double and gave them 4 pizzas and chicken wings. So
I mean, I can understand getting paid double, but pizza and chicken wings?
Right, right.
I mean,
that's,
come on.
When you're a touring band, that speaks volumes, you know.
Wow. Well, Megatone Studio made a big move from Madison to Mount Horeb not too long ago, and now there's an even bigger move coming. Tell us about your upheaval and new beginnings.
Well, what was crazy is we were in that location. I never knew another studio besides the Sleepless Nights. I started there in 96. When John closed his studio, that was like 06, and then we fully fledged opened in 07, and then the building was sold. So we were there quite a few years. The building sold, and they said, can you go? And I begged and pleaded for a small space in the basement and did that for about 3 years. Then we finally were like, let's just get out of here. It's too small. And we found a building in Mount Horeb. It didn't kind of work out. So we found a second building in Mount Horeb. The guy was really great. And we built it up. And that's been our studio since May 2024. Now that building is going to be demolished, supposedly. Yeah. So we invested a bunch of money in building it up really nice. But now we're actually back to the original place that we looked at in Mount Horeb.
Wow.
And this is my best studio yet. I mean, it just, I think, is going to look beautiful. It's more compact. We have our own building. It's just really, like, we're doing it better and better every time we have to rebuild. And
what's
it's
an upgrade?
Great.
What's one of the upgrades?
Well, one of the cool things is we are not putting studio windows in to see through. You're not going to have glass to look in at the drummer. You could never see what's going on in there anyway. There's so much glare. So we rigged up an HDMI camera thing with big, large screen TVs,
wow.
And it's amazing. We've got it working. I'm floored that it was an idea, and it just worked.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Well, if I have a song or two, and I want to put it out to the world and record it Megatone, but I never recorded before, is Megatone this place for me, or do I need to be a rock star?
I really think that Megatone is a great place for somebody who's never recorded. I love showing people, like, hey, this is what you could do. And sometimes it's singer-songwriters that'll come in, and we'll be, you know, we have a house drummer, Zach Brassington, and be like, hey, I could get Zach in to drum on this. I play bass on a lot of stuff. I play guitar. We can kind of just help for somebody who's never recorded before, even if they just sing and play acoustic. We can turn that into a full production. But definitely, I think I love working with the bands more that have things to learn and like haven't recorded a lot before. If somebody comes in and they're really set and planned, it's great, but it's just not as fun to develop that with them.
Paul, thanks so much for coming into our studio tonight to chat. We really appreciate it. And we have a song from one of your current artists, but they are legends themselves making a comeback. Madison's veteran hard rockers, Bad Wolf. Talk about this song and working on their album.
It's really funny. Charles approached me. Charles Thomas, the guitar player from Bad Wolf and main songwriter and everything. He approached me at Target one day. We were at Target West in Madison. And he said, hey, Greg White, the sound man, said, you might be the perfect guy to record my album. And we started talking. And it's like, I've known Charles since like literally the late 80s, you know, just on a real casual basis. And we've just became buds in the studio. And we definitely see very eye to eye. So it's like two really picky, hardcore producers just making it great. And so this stuff is great. The writing is really excellent. And the recording has been really scrutinized and crafted. So their album's going to be incredible.
Well, let's check it out. You know, we're going to hear The Butcher's Kid in a couple of minutes. Say something about The Butcher's Kid.
Oh, my gosh. I love that album. I feel like that is a, I always tell them it's a great listening album. That's an album you can just put on at home and just chill to. It's like just relaxed Americana acoustic, really great tunes. We really had a lot of fun. Again, really crafting, like, melodic guitar solos. He rewrote a bunch of his vocals and basically made everything better again. So, like,
wow,
it's a great album. All these albums we put quite a bit of time in, but they're world class.
Well, very cool. Well, we're gonna hear The Butcher's Kid in just a minute because they'll be playing in Rockdale Bar and Grill 1024. But right now, let's listen to Bad Wolf.
This might be the radio debut of their first song off of their new album, man.
Wow, what's it called?
Bounce Back.
Bounce Back.
Yep.
Bounce Back. Bad Wolf, brand new. Max Inc. Radio, we are local music.
Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Beyond the veil, sunshine dreams of another time. When love and laughter fill the room of a mystery holiday where we love to play. So real. Start the machine to fix the flame of a mystery holiday where we love to play all night long. Do you see beyond the veil? Sunshine dreams of another time. When love and laughter fill the room of a mystery holiday where we love to play. Fix the flame of a mystery holiday.
Butcher's Kid. Wow, that's pretty cool, Paul. We still got Paul Schluter.
Thank
right
you.
Here
I got to mention one thing, yeah, too. Dan Kokum's my mastering guy, really came through on both of these. Like,
yeah, you were mentioning it sounds good on the radio.
It sounds great on the radio. Yeah, we put him through the ringer on these, but he really came through for us.
Wow, that is pretty cool. Brand new music. We're going to hear some next week from some other bands that you sent in, because you're doing a ton of different bands. But, you know, I did have one more question for you. I want to ask a throwback question. Paul, your band Last Crack, they played at the bar called the Black Bear Lounge, and it's the inspiration for the song Blood Brothers of the Big Black Bear, and it had a reputation. Tell us about playing that legendary bar at the location where Dottie Dumpling's Dowry now resides.
Yep, we did play there a couple of times, a couple of New Year's. And, I mean, that was the heavy metal bar of Madison. It's where all the metalheads went, and so we were down there. It was very near our practice place, too, so we would go there and drink after practice, and it was always a pretty good time. It was a wild bar. It could be rough, but it was more of a music bar, I think, than a rough bar. One of my greatest memories is that the night our video played on Headbangers Ball on MTV, Last Crack, Energy Mind, I remember I was telling people all night, like, they're going to play our video on MTV. They're like, really? Oh, we'll put it on. And I mean, like, up until bar time, I thought your video was going to play. we were the last video on Headbangers Ball, the time it got played.
Yeah, Ricky Rappin, right?
Yeah, right. And I remember I punched a hole in the ceiling because I was just like, yeah, you know. And yeah, thank God they played it that night or I would have looked like an idiot. But best jukebox in town, too.
Well, I remember actually going to the Black Bear and listening to Blood Brothers of the Black Bear on the jukebox.
That's like crazy.
The first local band that you really ever heard.
That was written about an adventure down there.
Yeah.
And yeah, that was a wild night.
Wow. Last Crack Memories right here on Max Inc. Radio. We're going to listen to a little bit of Taylor Sherrick. He is the lead singer for the Foo Foo Dolls, and Paul Schluter is, of course, a guitar player. They're playing Saturday, October 18th at the Boulevard Lanes. Let's check out another song that came out of Megatone Studios. This is Music is Family. Max Inc. Radio, we are local music.
Back when I was a little boy, I was just finding my place in the sun. You've inspired me to try and be a rock star. Back when I was just in the car, you'd show me different chords that could ring. Giving me the gift that I was meant to bring. You've inspired me to open up my mouth and sing. Music is
from Wisconsin. It's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
Herbal Aspect has landed. That's right. Madison's go-to cannabis destination now has a brand new location in Sun Prairie.
Wait, for
92.7 WMDX. News that thinks. Talk that matters.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In recent weeks, the level of activity from Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, has increased quite a bit. There was a raid in Manitowoc at a Walmart parking lot where dairy workers were known to congregate, a series of arrests in Madison, and in Milwaukee, ICE is looking to expand its operations significantly by seeking office space downtown to go along with a new field office on the city's northwest side. This has been concerning for many, and not without reason. A recent large-scale ICE raid in an apartment building in Chicago saw reports of armed federal agents breaking down doors, U.S. citizens detained for hours on end, and children being dragged from their homes in the middle of the night. While the American immigration system has a host of problems, this kind of violent show of force is not an acceptable way to address these problems. And ICE also just received an injection of $45 billion in the One Big Beautiful Bill, so it is imperative for all of us to hold ICE accountable and speak out when things go too far. Right now, things are going way too far.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. Diane Keaton has died in her home in Brentwood, California. She won Best Actress in the 78 Oscars for the part of Annie Hall, her breakout role.
Michael, you say you love me, and then you talk about allowing me to leave.
There are things that have been going on for years between men and women that will not change.
Michael, you're blind. You've become blind, Michael.
Blind to what?
Look what's happened to us, Mike.
Michael Corleone's wife in The Godfather, Diane Keaton, was 79. No word on the cause of death. In Huntington Beach, California, a helicopter crash has injured two on board and three more on the ground today. Families of the 18 people missing when a Tennessee explosives plant blew up have just been told 16 are dead, too. Apparently, we're not there. Showdown in Chicago. Illinois State Police pushing back protesters in Broadview around the facility being used by U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, and there are arrests. This is ABC News.